You're listening to episode number 1781 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 13th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Today is National French Fry Day.
Didn't we already have that?
No.
I mean, it's National Poutine Day.
I don't know, but I've got National French Fry Day, yes or BS?
Okay.
I'm
going to
ask few things, yes or BS.
Got it.
In France, French fries are called pommes frites. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Or just frites for short. Mm-hmm. Pom means apple, but apple de terre means potato. So I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, direct translation is apple of the earth, pommes frites.
Okay.
I guess that would be the earth because apples grow on trees, not in the ground. According to the USDA, 25 fries equals one serving of French fries. Yes or BS?
Yes.
And BS?
10.
12.
Are we talking McDonald's fries? Or are we talking what Kentucky Fried Chicken used to have, the potato wedges?
Yeah,
and now they have wedges. Some yummy fries.
Yeah, that might be one fry would be a serving. USDA considers 12 to 15 to be a serving. Most fast food places give you 3 times that many.
Well, duh.
Wow. And a few years ago, a professor at Harvard said an official serving should be really like 6 fries.
Whatever, professor.
All right, McDonald's goes through over 1 billion pounds of French fries every year.
Absolutely.
Yes or BS? It's actually much higher than that.
Oh, I'm sure.
3.4 billion pounds of potatoes every year.
Because they're the go-to. They're the gold standard of French fries.
Oh, yeah.
If they're fresh.
Yes, if they're fresh, 15 minutes. That's the rule.
I thought it was 18.
15.
Oh.
No, 15.
Okay.
First 15, and after that, they're just limp biscuits. Oh, that was a group, and they're not biscuits. Last one. According to a recent survey, our favorite condiment with fries is ketchup. Yes or BS?
I'm going to go with yes. And you're going to go,
no,
ranch.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, yes, ketchup.
It's not a trick question.
Oh, okay.
55% of people say ketchup goes best with fries, ranch dressing next at 15%.
Okay.
So there you go. A little fun facts for you today about French fries on this National French Fry Day.
Yum, yum.
You said it. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, apparently Kanye West isn't the only one who needs to reconsider his recent actions over at the Kardashian clan.
Oh, no.
Kardashian-Jenner West clan.
Yeah, Calabasas. Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hotbed.
Khloe and Andy Cohen were doing a coup de cake bonus clip.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like a crossover thing, I guess, maybe?
I don't know.
They're not on the same network.
I don't know.
All right.
Doesn't matter. They don't care.
Yeah.
And once he and Clo-Clo started talking, he immediately cuts to the chase.
Which is?
Andy asks how co-parenting is going for Khloe and her touchy, squeezy ex.
You notice how he kind of backed into that co-parenting. How's things going with the ex? You know, you guys, we've seen you guys have been getting on. How's the co-parenting going? That's kind of the nice
way of
backing
it.
Into it, Andy.
Good job, Andy Cohen.
Good job. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Tristan and I are in a really good space, she says.
Oh, God.
It's like, I have to be an adult. Why make it difficult for myself for the rest of my life? I have to deal with him, and he's her dad, and he's a great dad to her.
Well, that is he a great partner to her, to Khloe? I mean, that's the thing. Or is she just like, you know what? I'm over it. You know, I'm wondering. You know, it makes you wonder when you're Khloe Kardashian. You know, you look like OJ. You're taller than the rest of your sisters. You know, and you got millions of dollars. So, you know, it's not like you couldn't go buy a little love on the side. And, you know, the deal is that Tristan is like, he's a playa. He's not just an
He's
NBA
player.
He's a player. By the way, is he going to be playing?
I don't know.
This shortened season at Walt Disney World? Is he going to? I mean, you know, is he off to Florida?
I have no idea.
I think they're going into the bubble right now.
So I'm not going to drag my feet. I'll make it as good as I can because that would just be harder on me.
Just getting a little something.
And they spent the 4th of July together as well as days leading up to her birthday a few weeks ago. And they're awful canoodles.
There's canoodling.
There's
we
canoodling.
We think there's canoodling. Andy, thank you for backing into that in a polite way. We would not have.
We wouldn't have.
No, nope, if we had the opportunity to interview Chloe, it would have been like, so.
What's the deal?
Are you guys banging on Friday night, or what's the deal?
You know, he does, you know, like the whole cheerleading squad, so what's the deal?
Right.
Are you being safe?
Really? Really?
Can we say STD, boys and girls? Jennifer Aniston
is... We shouldn't laugh about STDs.
We should... No, it's STDs. Oh, it's God. Not
We're
funny.
It's not funny. We're... Not
it's,
funny.
It could just be a funny situation,
I guess.
And we're just rude. Jennifer Aniston is a friend that's always been there for Katy Perry.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. She's never gonna live that down. Never in her life. She's always gonna be Rachel.
Yes.
When she's 100,
yes,
she'll be Rachel.
And you know what? All she has to do is look at her bank account and know, hey, I was Rachel.
Oh, you know what? Lisa Crazy, Kudrow. Speaking of. Was on Conan last week, and
okay,
she said it's looking like if everything works out, fingers
uh-huh
crossed,
yeah,
they're going to go back into the studio sure next month and
uh-huh
do the reunion
all
show.
All right. Well, Katie and Orlando have tapped longtime pal
Wait,
Jen.
But how did we get from Jennifer Aniston
We're
to Katy
We're still
Perry?
On it. They want her to be her unborn daughter's godmother.
Oh, how sweet.
Isn't it?
Don't they, how do they know each other? They're like, I don't know, how old's Jen? She's 50?
Yeah. Ish.
She's
yeah
15 years. She's old enough to be Katy Perry's big sister. Big sis.
Okay, we'll go
big
with
sis.
That.
Big sis. She could be big sis.
She could be her mother in some.
Well,
all right.
Some parts of the United States.
Well, Kitty Cat's just weeks away from giving birth to her little kitten. Her
speaking of.
Little
right
kitty bloom.
Yep, yep.
And Jennifer reportedly broke down in tears of joy when the
aww
couple asked her to step into the role.
Aww.
Katie and Jen, they've been friends for nearly a decade, and they have bonded
wow
even further during the coronavirus pandemic.
Who would have saw that coming? I would have never saw that coming.
They take walks together.
Oh, they take
and
walks.
Such.
Pregnant ladies need to walk.
They do.
They do.
I hope they're in mask.
Oh, I'm sure they are, because Jen, on her IG, man, she's like all over the mask thing. Every story she shares is about put on a effing mask.
So on Friday, Katie was also presented with the fact that her and former foe Taylor Swifters... They are ninth cousins.
Oh, God.
Someone actually documented both of their family histories. Katie remarked that it was interesting that someone did the research.
Well, yeah. It had to be a fan.
Right? Probably.
Right? You do your, what, 23andMe and your...
Ancestry.com.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to figure that crap out nowadays. Ninth cousins.
Ninth cousins.
Distant. Wow. Yeah,
Katie said that she and Taylor fight like cousins, too.
Well, there's that, right?
maybe that's why they fight so much.
Oh, my God. You know, I should check this out. Not that I'd want this to be. I don't want to be related to Halle Berry because that just blows all kinds of things.
But, it does.
You know,
it does.
Maybe we are related. We could be.
No, just that was just, that just takes that just elevates the creepy level.
You know what? I heard a joke. If you marry your cousin, you're either very rich or you're very poor. Ba-da-bum!
Oh, Lord.
There you go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, tip your waiters. Drive safely.
I think I'll take the poke in the eye with the sharp stick, please.
See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.